Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
We've heard a lot in the media about how the Darwinian pro-evolutionists won a victory in the last state school board election in Kansas. But somehow, a contrary election result in Texas did not make national news. The Texas Education Standards for Biology require students to critique scientific explanations, including hypotheses and theories, as to their strengths and weaknesses, using scientific evidence and information. State school board member Terry Leo has been fighting a valiant battle to make sure that these standards are adhered to by the textbooks used in Texas public schools. But the liberal state board of education voted down her attempt to reject biology textbooks that failed to meet the standard of showing both strengths and weaknesses of Darwinian evolution. So Terry Leo recruited and worked for new school board candidates who could be trusted not to censor out the good science that opposes Darwinian evolution. The elections for state school board became quite a battleground as she supported new candidates and the pro-evolution faction tried to defeat Terry Leo and the other school board members who sided with her. Terry Leo's campaign has won significant victories in putting good people on the Texas State School Board. Texas evolution battles have national implications. Publishers generally produce textbooks acceptable to their biggest customers, and Texas and California are their two biggest customers. It is a boon to the entire country when the Texas State School Board exercises diligent oversight in demanding high standards of objectivity toward all scientific theories. It appears that Darwin's theory of evolution cannot stand competition and remains protected by the school system and liberal academics in much of the country. The position of conservatives like Terry Leo is, teach more, not less, evolution theory, both its strength and weaknesses, and let the fittest theory survive.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
and the man who hands out dead batteries free of charge,
Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor, some common sense points of view. And one of the most common sense people that I know is Jerome Corsi. He has been a writer for WorldNet Daily for a while, and he has been on this show, and Jerome, time flies. I couldn't believe I looked back to see when I had you on the air. It was back in January the first time, and then Jerome hosted our show a couple of times while I was in New Mexico. And then I met Jerome in New Mexico at the Paragon Foundation Freedom Rally, and we had a pretty good time together. And Jerome, it's a pleasure to have you once again as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, Derry, it's always an honor to be with you, and thank you for asking me to be here.
Well, we'll ask you many, many times. You know, we met there in Alamogordo for the first time that we could actually sit down and visit and shake hands, and went to dinner together and entertained by entertained by Johnny Oliver.
That's right. and I had a great time. I enjoyed the dinner. I enjoyed the conference. It was a terrific event.
And we need to do it. We need to make that an annual event.
Oh, I agree. I enjoyed the people out at Paragon. It was terrific to get back into New Mexico. I used to live in New Mexico, and that Alamogordo area by White Sands is just beautiful. It's a magnificent part of the country.
Now, when we were in Alamogordo, you told me that you were going to take a trip to El Salvador with the FBI, and you were going to study the MS-13 street gangs. And I was a little bit concerned about you going to El Salvador, number one, with the FBI, number two, because you have been very, very critical of the president's, some of the president's decisions that he is making. And I thought, boy, I'll be glad when Jerome gets back. But you're back.
Oh, I'm back. And it was, I've worked with the FBI for a long time. Derry, I go back. I was working with the FBI in the 60s and 70s with the race riots. The FBI knows me quite well, and have always invited me to work with them. Brian Trushon, who's the head of the FBI MS-13 National Gang Task Force, interviewed me. I wrote to them first and said I'd like to work with the FBI again and report on MS-13. Brian Trushon interviewed me at the FBI headquarters. We spent a couple of hours together. And then the FBI invited me to come down to El Salvador to attend this anti-gang conference they were holding with some 13 countries, including Mexico and most of the countries in Central America, talking about the gang. And Derry was quite safe. I mean, the FBI had a bus. We went over to this five-star resort over in San Sonante in the western part of El Salvador. Of course, it had armed guards at the entrance to the resort, But we stayed on the property and had a great time, and the FBI was a wonderful host for the conference.
You know, I've kept up with you. I didn't mention much on the air, but I thought I'll wait till you come home and we can discuss it in more detail. But you had several articles published there in WorldNet Daily. But you talk about the MS-13 gangs, that they're in most states here in the United States.
That's right. The FBI gave a presentation at the conference, and they documented that the gang is in 42 states in 2,500 communities, which really is a presence virtually throughout the United States. And the cities, the 13 core cities for MS-13, Derek, just listen to this distribution, because they're all over. Los Angeles, which is probably the hub of the gang, then Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, New York, Houston, Charlotte, North Carolina, Sacramento, California, Seattle, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Omaha, Newark, and Boston.
Yeah, now, I was surprised at Omaha.
Omaha, yes, I was
because,
surprised.
Because, you know, we think of Omaha as kind of a country town.
Right, but, you know, MS-13 has spread across the country, and once the gang gets a foothold, once some gang members get established in a community, others follow. And I think that's the case with Omaha. Omaha is, of course, in the center of the country, and you think of it mostly as being farmland. But yet Omaha is a big city, and it's a hub for drug distribution all through the Midwest. And that's why the gang is attracted to find a foothold in a state like Nebraska.
Now, you said established in a community. How does a, and these guys are all tattooed, are they not?
Generally, yes, they're tattooed, many of them from head to foot. Some of them even tattoo their eyelashes. It's so bizarre.
Right. So they're pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious. And what the gang does is that some of the gang members find themselves in a Spanish section. They get a foothold, and then it becomes a gang neighborhood, even a few blocks or a little area, and other gang members come in. See, the key to the gang MS-13 and other gangs, like the 18th Street Gang, which is a Mexican origin gang, the gang members are connected. The gang started in Los Angeles, MS-13. We started deporting gang members back to El Salvador. They brought the gang back with them in the 80s. Then the gang expanded throughout all Central America. The FBI is going to station two FBI agents permanently in El Salvador to develop U.S. criminal cases, because the ties and instructions, even in and out of prison, come back and forth from El Salvador and the other Central American nations. And this is a connected gang that communicates wherever it finds itself located.
All right, now you mentioned communications, and I was reading your articles. They carry cell phones. They apparently are computer literate. They're on the Internet, right?
That's exactly right. They're on the Internet, cell phones. I mean, they are adept at being able to, even from the prisons, get information out from the prisons and get orders from the prisons out into the field. And the gang communicates across boundaries. When we deport MS-13 gang members, they just go back to the countries where they came from. They reestablish communications, learn new things, and come back into the United States.
Okay, we'll come back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
For 99124.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Jerome Carsey, who was in El Salvador during the month of April with the FBI studying the MS-13 gangs. Going into the commercial break, Jerome, you made the comment that we can deport them. They just come right back. And I noticed in your in one of your pieces that you wrote for WorldNet Daily, you said, when the gang, and you're quoting someone here, but when the gang migrates throughout the United States, there is always a road back to L.A. From L.A., there is always a road back to Central America. How do these people travel like that?
Well, I was quoting there Brian Trushon, who's the head of the FBI MS-13 gang task force. And they travel, I mean, first of all, these people typically, the MS-13 gang members come from some Latin American country. Some Central American country, El Salvador, Honduras, you name it. And when they get deported, they go back to where they came from. They go back to the association of their friends, who are typically gang members in El Salvador or Honduras. They reestablish the ties. They learn new tricks about what the gang is up to. And many of these U.S. gang members have been deported 7 or 8 times.
It's how do they get back? I mean, do they fly commercially, or what do they do?
Well, some of them do, but typically what the FBI and the Department of Homeland Service said at this conference was MS-13 now controls a lot of the routes for migration across the border, both train and foot routes, because, you know, when you're coming, anybody wanting to cross that border, it looks wide open. When you've been down that desert, you look across the desert, it just looks like a bunch of desert out there. But to anybody who's experienced and seen the desert, there are trails, there are routes, there are ways to go. There's not a lot of people moving in the desert all the time. So when somebody does move, you pick them up and you see them. And the gangs watch for people coming in. It's all organized. The coyotes are organized, and the gangs control the coyotes. So if you're coming back through the border, either by train or by foot, the gangs are going to pick you up, they're going to rob you, they're going to rape the women, and if you're a gang member, they're going to escort you to get where you want to go. It's an organized system of crossing that border. It's not random.
You know, I was down there in February. Well, you did the show for me while I was in New Mexico.
That's right.
And I was down there, and we were on the border, and they have cameras. Now, I know, I was lost the whole time I was there. If you would say, here are the keys to my car, my pickup, you can go down there, but you can't use a map, I'd have no idea how to do it.
You can't even turn the radio on.
I couldn't even turn the radio on this morning.
Well,
but wait just a minute. But anyway, okay, I hear music. Let's take a break. We'll get back to this right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
To Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting today with Jerome Corsi, and we're discussing MS-13, the gang. Now, I was about to tell you, Jerome, when I was in New Mexico back in February, I was with some of the folks from the Minutemen people, and we went down on the border, and at that particular day, we were stopped by the ICE folks. But they said, "Oh, you can go to the border if you want to. We'd rather you didn't." And why? Well, because we're watching. There's a movement down there, and we're watching it. Well, how are you watching it? Well, they have cameras mounted high up on towers all the way. Now, this is in the... People from New Mexico know what I'm talking about, but this is in the Three Sisters Mountains area. Are you familiar with any of that?
Oh, yes, I've been there many times.
Okay. But they were watching, supposedly, these illegals on camera.
Well, that's right. I mean, they do. In the, you know, there's lots of electronics down on the border. It's not enough. I still think we need a fence. But they do watch the border very carefully, and... Jerry, the point I was going to make is once you get to know the border, like I was down with Jim Gilchrist of the Minutemen down by Campo, California, And when you get down that border and talk to the Minutemen on the border or the Border Patrol, they'll say, well, here's this trail, here's that trail. One of the trails that I remember the best was they said, this is the Couch Trail. So, well, why do you call it the Couch Trail? They said, well, look over about 100 yards there into Mexico, and you'll see this abandoned couch, a living room couch, sitting over there rotting. And I said, well, how'd that couch get there? They said they had no idea, but that's the Couch Trail. And by that couch trail, in the middle of the night, it's used as a marker by the coyotes, and that's one of the points where a lot of the crossings occur. Across from it, there's virtually no fence. It's easy to get across. And the desert is really marked out by paths that the people who know the desert know how to find. And those paths are watched by the criminal gangs, like MS-13, who work in conjunction with the drug cartels. It's a very organized border. It's not just like I decide I'm going to cross it someday and, you know, I come up from some point in Mexico and walk towards the border and unimpeded I get across to the United States. Every step of the way I'm being interviewed, all increasingly screened by criminal gangs and coyotes to know who I am, where I'm going, what I want to pay, how much money I've got, and what they can get out of me.
In other words, if our Border Patrol was as well organized as the MS-13 gang, it would put everybody on an even playing field, right?
Well, that's right. And our Border Patrol would be as organized or more organized if we'd let them. You know, let's build a fence and give them the equipment that they need so that, you know, the drug cartels can't have better binoculars and night scopes than and weapons than the Border Patrol. And let's not prosecute the Border Patrol agents like Johnny Sutton, you know, the El Paso U.S. attorney prosecuting Ramos and Compeon for a shooting after a fleeing drug smuggler. That puts a chill on all the Border Patrol agents who realize that if they do enforce the law, they may end up themselves in federal prison, especially if they use any force against illegal immigrants. And MS-13 criminal gangs know that that chill is on the Border Patrol. They take advantage of it.
Okay, and you know, again, here we are, and Bush is behind this. There's no doubt about it. He could change it overnight. All he has to do is just say so. But we know that this Johnny Sutton attorney was told. In fact, I can't remember, what was the Border Patrol's name that supposedly shot at and maybe hit the Mexican?
Yes, it was Ramos who shot.
Ramos, yeah.
Yes.
All right. He had gone through the Border Patrol people and the sheriff or whatever. He was not guilty. He was proven innocent on that. And then here comes this Johnny Sutton, and now the guy's in jail for what, 11 or 12 years?
Well, that's right. I mean, both Ramos and Compeon, there was no investigation going on, no likely prosecution, and also this Gil Hernandez, the Rock Springs, Texas sheriff, deputy sheriff, who fired after a van of illegal immigrants that was trying to run him over. There was no prosecution. Even the Texas Rangers had investigated Gil Hernandez and said he did what was right. He fired after an imminent threat to himself and other people in that speeding van. But then the Mexican consulate wrote letters and demanded that the law enforcement agents be prosecuted. And, of course, the Bush administration under, you know, Gonzales goes right into gear and starts prosecuting the Border Patrol and the deputy sheriff. And that sends absolutely the wrong message to our law enforcement on the border. And it sends a message to these criminal gangs like MS-13 that they can operate without being much bothered.
I was going to say, you said it sends a wrong message. I say it sends the right message if you're a globalist and want to see America taken down. And apparently that's what our national leaders want to do.
Well, you know, one of the things during this convention, this anti-crime convention in El Salvador, we had law enforcement from virtually every Central American country and Mexico. And the head of the police in El Salvador told the group,
hey, let's wait and see what the head of the police told the group right after these messages.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold prices inched higher Monday despite a stronger dollar and weaker oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $2 to $662.60 an ounce. Silver rose 14 cents to $1303. Last week, gold fell to a two-month low as ETF liquidations attracted physical buyers and bargain hunters back into the market. Portfolio minus gold at this time is like walking around naked in zero-degree temperatures. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Imagine a world with no more privacy. With RFID technology, that reality just got one day closer. Read the book Spy Chips by Catherine Albrecht and Liz McIntyre. Spy Chips explains how computer chips smaller than a grain of sand are being used to track our daily activities, who's using them, and why. No matter how well informed you are about privacy issues, Spy Chips will shock you out of your complacency. The biggest advocates of RFID use are corporations, government, and criminals. In each case, the potential for abuse is simply too great to be ignored. To order the book Spy Chips in hardcover, send $26 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense Coalition, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call 1-800-201-7800. 92.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who says, when approaching a four-way stop, the vehicle with the largest tires always has the right-of-way. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Visiting today with Jerome Corsi, we're talking about the open barters, the MS-13 street gangs. And going into the commercial break, I had made the comment that it looks like Congress and the present administration and the administration before that, and maybe the one before that, has been doing everything it can to destroy America economically, and now with these street gangs, which the open borders allow. And you were about to say that the head of the El Salvador police told the group what?
Well, Derry, he said that there's a great deal of coordination between the gangs in El Salvador and their counterparts in the United States. They exchange orders, they plan future activities, they deal drugs, and they establish a drug distribution system for the drug cartels in Central and South America. The border with Mexico has become the major entry port for drugs in the United States, and these criminal gangs like MS-13 are the key distribution system in the 42 states and 2,500 communities where those gangs are found. Now, we're debating in the Senate this next version of the of the Kennedy-McCain compromise. And, Derry, I can't figure out which party wants to sell out America faster, the Democrats or the Republicans. I thought George Bush would have learned in the last Congress that Americans don't want an amnesty. But we hear we voted a fence in just around November elections, and I guess that was all just public relations window dressing, because George Bush has no intention of building the fence. He gave it to Michael Chertoff of the Department of Homeland Security, and Chertoff says all we need is a virtual fence. Well, I think Chertoff's got a virtual brain when it comes down to the border. He's either never really been down there, or he doesn't understand that the border's wide open and drugs are coming across that border every day.
He understands because he is one of them. I am totally convinced that no one is going to hold a high position in government that's not going along with the globalists, which I think are controlled by the IMF and the International Monetary Fund people, the International Banking Cartel. They're running the show, along with the multinational corporations. They're running the show, and if you ain't one of them, you're not going to hold a good job.
Well, you know, Derry, I've been writing about this in WorldNet Daily and Human Events now for going on to a year and a half. The Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America, which George Bush signed into, and I've been arguing it's the same kind of stealth, you know, lying path that the European elite took to move from a European common market into a European Union. They've argued we're headed for the North American Union and for a new currency, the Amero. And, of course, you know, Tony Snow in the White House says it's all an urban myth, and Michael Medved, the film critic on the radio, ridicules everybody who talks about the idea. But every time you turn around, you know, another piece is put into place that opens the border. Here come the Mexican trucks that are going to come in now on July 15th. Department of Transportation doesn't care that the House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill that would prevent this experiment. Department of Transportation says, well, we don't care. That may never become law. The president can veto it. The trucks are coming across on July 15th. What are you going to do to stop it? And the answer is nothing.
And the president can veto all he wants. If we had a decent Congress, first of all, he probably wouldn't be there. And secondly, they would override the veto. Congress is right behind him on all of this.
Well, that's right. I mean, you can't help but to watch what the Senate is doing now. They're going to debate this new Kennedy-McCain bill for 2 weeks. And in that two-week debate, I think, Derry, you can bet that there's going to be one form after another form of amnesty proposed. This Z visas that we're going to create are just going to allow the 12 million illegal immigrants, and it's probably more like 20 or 30 million illegal immigrants, to stay in place. And Ted Kennedy and John McCain, I can't figure out which one of them wants that. I can't figure out why John McCain considers himself a Republican, except I remember the Republicans have abandoned the conservatives. They're now all Rockefeller business Republicans. Like you say, Derry, they're more interested in the campaign contributions from the multinational corporations who want cheap labor in China and in India, importing an underclass from Mexico to break the unions. I mean, you know, this Republican Party has nothing to do with the traditional values that Ronald Reagan used to make the Republican Party a majority party.
Let's go back to El Salvador. You mentioned in one of your pieces for WorldNet Daily the Transnational Anti-Gang Program.
That's right. What's going on is that the FBI is working in these 13 countries to get the law enforcement groups to work together internationally, because the gang works internationally. So, for instance, this Jose Tobar, who is the head, the commissioner of the National Police in El Salvador, made the point to the Congress, to this conference, that the gang is now, the MS-13, now is through, they have like 3 million criminal records and fingerprint records all through Central America that identify criminal activity that is one way or another associated with the gang. And out of that, you know, they know that in El Salvador there's almost There's over 15,000 gang members. Population of El Salvador is only 7 million people. And inside and outside prisons, they work to distribute guns and weapons. They trade, bring dope into the United States and sell it. That's one of their biggest sources of revenue. Another source of revenue is they buy guns in the United States and they send them down to the revolutionaries in Central and Latin America. And it's a very, very dangerous gang. It's involved with drive-by shootings, machete violence, a lot, you know, burglaries in every community the gang finds itself in, car thefts. And they're tattooed virtually head to foot. They ought to be easy to find. But our law enforcement, you know, is now in so many sanctuary areas that you can't, a police officer can't even ask somebody tattooed head to foot if they're in the United States legally or not. They speak no English. They're obviously a gang member. The law enforcement hands are tied as to what they can ask that person.
All right, then they're tied by...
They're tied by Ted Kennedy.
That's right.
And the other liberals who are determined, Gary, that for some reason protecting the so-called civil rights of these illegal immigrant gang members is more important than protecting the civil rights of the U.S. population that's threatened by these gang members.
Okay, you mentioned other liberals, but here we have this very conservative Christian president, right?
Supposedly.
That's backing this whole thing.
I'm becoming unconvinced of that, that the president is conservative or that he is all that Christian.
Well, I was convinced to the opposite way long time ago. But
you know, I'd like to see some better evidence than I've got right now, because as far as I can tell, I was totally embarrassed. You know, the Republican Party is about to destroy itself. When you've got Giuliani running for president and saying that he embraces abortion, that's basically what he said. Has no problem with any form of, you know, marriage that you can think of between two whatevers. I mean, he does not evidently think that marriage has to be between a man and woman. And certainly in his own life, he's not demonstrated the kind of principles that I think most conservatives would look for. But yet he's at the forefront of the Republican Party. I mean, you know, I heard Ken Mellman, former chairman of the Republican Party, make open statements that Republican Party is open to homosexuals. I invited Ken Mellman to go tell that to Jerry Falwell when he was alive. Well, this whole issue of the Republican Congress, you've got now between Arlen Specter and Chuck Hagel. I did talk to Sam Brownback at Kansas. You know, he sponsored the last amnesty bill in the 109th Congress. And I personally told Sam Brownback that his stand on social issues was great, but his support of that Kennedy-McCain bill had destroyed his chances to be president. And I think it may have, which is a shame.
Do you think most of the American voters even understand what we're talking about?
Yes, I think most people, they may not understand the details of all the political issues, but they do understand that the Republican Party has drifted to become a party of amnesty, and that George Bush has never seen a motion to open or merge with Mexico that he has not been in favor of. And George Bush won't take no for an answer on the issue. He was soundly voted down in November 2006. Democrats took control of Congress. And the next day in a press conference, I was shocked to hear President Bush tell the press reporters that now with a Democratic majority, he was happy he might get his comprehensive illegal immigration bill through Congress.
Okay, let's take another break. Stay tuned. We have some callers. We'll try to get to you pretty soon.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
AAMINC.org.
Going into the commercial break, Jerome, you mentioned that Bush won't take no for an answer. And, you know, whatever happened to treason? It looks to me like there's all sorts of treasonous things going on about, it looks, the way I see it, if you're really going constitutional, you could impeach the biggest part of Congress along with the administration.
Well, you know, Terry, I've been asking for congressional investigations on the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America for over a year. And most congressmen continue to write their constituents and say, don't worry, this is just a normal dialogue with Mexico. And I think they ought to include a Bobby Farron record, you know, don't worry, be happy. We've got 20 working groups that are integrating the United States, Mexico, and Canada, tying our regulatory laws together. We're opening the United States border to Mexican trucks. We refused to build a fence even when Congress voted to build a fence last November. The President signed the bill. So it's clear to me that President Bush has a complete determination to merge us economically and politically with Mexico especially, and to do nothing to secure our borders.
Let's go to the telephones, Shirley in Ohio. Hi, Shirley, you're on the air. Hi, Shirley.
Hello, Gary.
Yes, you're on the air.
I just wish that you could pipe your program in 1 hour a day to Congress because they are nuts. They do not care about we, the American people. My son called a store to order some flowers. The clerk could not speak English. He asked her who she was, Japanese. Are you an American citizen? No, I have a green card. If you have a green card, you can do anything in this country anymore, but the Americans can't. I call 10 phones every day of the state and governmental offices, and that's like spitting in the ocean. American people don't realize how bad it is. They think it's all down on the Mexican border. It's here. When are they going to wake up?
Well, that's right, Jerry. Your caller's right when MS-13 is in Omaha, Nebraska, according to the FBI, this El Salvadorian drug-dealing gang tattooed head-to-toe, you know that the penetration of this illegal immigration from Mexico is all throughout the United States, not just limited to the Southwest, California, New Mexico, and Texas, and Arizona. It's reaching into Washington, New Jersey, you name the state, and this invasion of Mexicans is taking place right before our eyes.
And nobody, the people, and I agree with Shirley, you can make all of the phone calls you want to, we're just being ignored.
Well, we're being ignored, Derry, because the multinational corporations pay politicians.
No doubt about it. Hey, I hear music. Let's take a break. We'll go back to the telephones right after this final message of the hour.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources, a family-owned nutritional company that has been helping people solve their health problems naturally for over 20 years. Boosting metabolism is actually very simple. You just have to get your body making more heat and energy. I developed a special thyroid support formulation called Thyroid Helper. Thousands of people have noticed a welcome boost to their metabolism by taking Thyroid Helper. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to Health Products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. And you can increase your savings with our convenient monthly auto ship program, which includes free shipping right to your door. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. We're in the home stretch. Let's go to Ed in Missouri. Hi, Ed. You're on the air.
Hello. Sunday, I heard a rebroadcast of a speech given by Arturo Sarucan, the ambassador from Mexico, and he was urging the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to worry about this trucking, to permit it to happen. The SPP, illegal aliens, he said that all Mexicans coming into this country should be legal, and he talked about better cooperation, and he said disagreement should not poison reactions. And by the way, Giuliani's firm is working for King Juan Carlos and the people that are taking over the Texas corridor and the NAFTA superhighway, as you no doubt know.
Yes, I wrote an article on WorldNet Daily, and Bracewell and Giuliani, the law firm that Mayor Giuliani is associated with in Houston, represents Cintra, C-I-N-T-R-A, the Spanish investment consortium that is going to finance the Trans-Texas Corridor, and will have the tolls on it go back to Cintra for some 50 years after the road is built. That's parallel to Interstate 35. There's four football fields wide, a new highway, the new NAFTA superhighway. And Mexico, with their consular offices, they just recently put one even in Little Rock, Arkansas. Those consular offices are there to so-called defend the rights of Mexican nationals, their civil rights in the United States, you know, even if they have no intention of becoming U.S. citizens. We're allowing another nation to put their, as it were, embassies in our country to protect the invasion of their citizens into the United States, so Mexicans, you know, can really basically occupy the United States with no intention to become United States citizens.
They're going to become North American citizens. See,
well, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, Derry, is we get, you know, so let's say, let's just take the government's numbers. We've got 12 million from Mexico and the United States. One out of 10 of everybody born in Mexico is now living in the United States. Well, how long is it going to take for that to be 2 out of 10 or 1 out of 5? And then you go to, you know, 2 out of 5 and 3 out of 5. I mean, pretty soon you're going to have, just by the demographics of this open migration across the border, this invasion, you're going to have the United States absorbing Mexico's uneducated, impoverished masses, because Mexico wants to stay a privileged society for the, you know, unprecedented number of millionaires and billionaires living there.
You know, I visited with a gentleman that does contracting, and I said, "What are you doing here today? Why, you know, it was a beautiful day, and it's dry. Contractors can work." He says, "You know, it's getting hard to get jobs." He said, "And see, this is just the opposite of what you hear on Hannity and Combs and on Rush Limbaugh." But he says a lot of these small little contractors have sprung up, and they hire Mexicans, and they work for practically nothing, and they can bid these jobs so much cheaper than we can. And he said, you just don't realize how much of that's going on.
Well, that's right. I mean, the people don't have a clue to understand that a lot of the Mexicans working in businesses in the United States are organized. There are brokers that go on down and find Mexicans to fill these contracts for major corporate clients that have no intention to follow our employment laws. They're going to hire hundreds of Mexican illegals because they're cheaper.
And they're not insured.
Not insured, not necessarily paying taxes.
And OSHA's not going to do anything.
Not a thing. You know, that we do not enforce our immigration laws. We don't enforce any of our laws. When I wrote Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders, with Jim Gilchrist, the book we wrote together, we documented the Social Security Administration says there's millions of people who file as if their Social Security numbers were all zeros or all ones. The Social Security Administration has nothing that they can do to go track it down.
And, Jerome, we are out of time. Again, it's been a pleasure having you as a guest. And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your